Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Week 2 FCS Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. The NFL kicks off tonight and this week. Get ready for the season with 32 NFL team previews. Listen to them all from the Sports Gambling Podcast. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL previews today. And the free roll football contest is back and better than ever. $5,000 is up for grabs in our NFL contest, and $1,500 is up for grab in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience FCS Week 2 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
What, you thought I was in Vegas having some audio problems and you thought I wasn't going to give you the FCS preview? Get the fuck out of here. We have a loaded slate and it actually kicks off. Look, I know everyone's getting excited to watch the NFL game, but don't sleep on the FCS because we got a ranked matchup, the only ranked matchup going on at 4 o'clock today. It kicks 4 o'clock on the West, 7 o'clock on the East. So what are you doing, bozos? Get in there, place your bets now because we get Bobby Petrino, AKA Road Rash Face. He is hosting UT Martin and Jason Simpson at Plaster Field. Look, Missouri State's number 5 in the FCS. They're 1-0. I locked them up with that thing cashed against Central Arkansas. Now they host number 14 UT Martin, who's 1-0 as well. You know, this is a rematch game. This is a battle between two teams that played for in the FCS playoffs. It was the same exact scenario, UT Martin at Missouri State. And I believe UT Martin forced 6 turnovers. Jason Shelley had a deflected pass in that game as they were driving to perhaps grab the win. Ball got deflected or tipped at the line of scrimmage and picked off. So that will be very interesting to watch and see, you know, who will get the best of this game. And perhaps, you know, a lot of preseason hype for both teams, really. I mean, Jason Shelley, the former Utah quarterback, and Utah State quarterback. He's played very well for Missouri State, and Bobby Petrino kind of born again from his recruiting talents. He found a home that fit his needs. It really wasn't working out at the other two stops, and they have a very good wide receiver, Ty Scott, who had 8 catches for 160 yards. That's going to be very interesting to watch. You know, Bobby Petrino, they don't draw North Dakota State this year in the Missouri Valley. So I think fans are optimistic that perhaps they could win the Missouri Valley this year. If perhaps South Dakota State could take down North Dakota State and maybe someone else pull an upset along the way. But the Skyhawks of UT Martin, they're a good program. They've looked good over the past couple of years. Even during that COVID year, I felt like they were better than their record. So, it's going to be interesting. Dresser win. And that's even more, impressing is Cornelius Brown had a decent year at Georgia State at quarterback 2 years ago. And we thought, okay, he's the guy for Georgia State. Well, he things didn't work out. He transferred out to UT Martin. He doesn't even start for them. I mean, yes, he threw 2 passes, in a blowout win the other day, but Dresser win the quarterback 22 of 37 in the first game for 317 yards, just about 9 yards of completion, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. They also have Zach Wallace, who's a very talented running back. They got a nice little 1-2 punch between Zach Wallace and Sam Franklin together. They went for, over 200 yards, in the season opener, and then Colton Dowell. So this will be an interesting matchup. I think I was a bit surprised to see the line. I get it. I understand you've had all year to think about that loss in the FCS playoffs first round and what could have been in that, you know, what that season really could have become had you gotten past that or got a field goal there and won and advanced. Who knows? But I was a bit surprised because the line is at 13.5 right now. Look, that was a bit shocking. It was up to 14 yesterday. It's back down to 13.5. Missouri State's laying the points there. UT Martin plus 400 on the money line. If anyone wants to take that, the over under set at 57. And I know by the time you're probably listening to this, cause I'm recording this about an hour or so before the game, I guess 2 hours before the game. You might not have heard this one. So, but the game might've kicked, but I do lean UT Martin. I'm going to take the points. I think it's just too many points. So give me the Skyhawks. Let's go. But that's the only FCS game going on today on Thursday. Friday you got a Merrimack game against a D2 school. There's no line on that, but let's hop on over to Saturday's action because we have some great matchups. I'm excited to talk to you about some of these matchups. And I got some great locks to give out that I feel pretty darn confident about. But let's hop into it because Saturday morning, well, the big game, well, I guess we have a lot of FBS matchups. I'll close the show with the FBS matchups. We saw the FCS though last week. South Dakota State was close to knocking off Iowa. We did see Delaware, which I was on. I hope you I locked up both those. Hope you cashed in. Delaware took care of business, upset one outright in Annapolis against Navy. And you saw William and Mary, who I was shocked that how bad Charlotte is. William and Mary, Mike London doing a great job there with the Tribe, going down to Charlotte, grabbing a double digit win. They didn't even sweat in that one, against the Charlotte 49ers. So let's start here. Colgate, fresh off of a tough loss. They had to go all the way cross country to take on Stanford, the Stanford Cardinals, and Stan DeCosti, you know, you go cross country, you played a pretty good team, a power five. But Colgate quarterback, Michael Brescia was 9 of 19 for 57 yards and a pick. That's not encouraging. I don't know how much to read into it because it's a power five cross country. I'm going to keep the slate clean with Colgate. Now the main Black Bears who were breaking in brand new coach, Jordan Stevens, I was a bit surprised with their outcome. Veteran quarterback and Joe Fagnano, he was just 12 of 27 for 96 yards and a pick. Now they were playing at New Mexico, so that is a far trip. However, Stanford is a lot better than New Mexico. And that line was only 10. New Mexico goose egged them 42-0, I believe, if memory serves me correct. That was surprising. But Tavion Banks, the leading rusher for Maine, only 22 yards on the ground. I got concern about this Black Bear team. I get it. It's a far trip, but Colgate's catching 9.5. They're also plus 310 on the money line. Give me the Raiders. I think the Raiders can cover that game. I get it. It's at Maine. I like the Black Bears program, but based on what I saw week one, I think we have to take Colgate and the points here. Another one going on Saturday morning, Fordham taking on Monmouth. Monmouth lost that CAA opener. You know, they're jumping to the CAA this year. Legendary coach Kevin Callahan with the Monmouth Hawks. He's been there since 1992, taking on Joe Conlin and the Fordham Rams. And Fordham's got this quarterback that I think is probably going to be in the NFL, Tim DeMorat. And he's a beast. He's 18 of 25, 386 yards, 5 touchdowns and a pick in their one outing so far this season, which, you know, and he lit it up last year too. I don't have his stats on hand, but that guy's a stud. Running back Julius Loughridge, he had 114 yards. Also Trey Sneed got in the mix that had 64. So the ground game was good for Fordham in their lone outing so far this season. And Monmouth, who I was kind of high on to be a sleeper in the season, you know, I was a bit surprised that they lost the way they did in the opener in the CAA. So it will be interesting to see, but yeah, Fordham really took care of Wagner, who plays at Rutgers this week. We'll touch base on that game later, but going back to last week's action, DeMora was just a stud. Only one interception, and I do think that interception was in the end zone. But that game should be an interesting one. You look at Monmouth, and they have a veteran quarterback in Tony Musket. It was 26 of 41 for 281 and a touchdown. But this is why they lost that game in the CAA. He had 3 picks. That's not going to cut it. It'll be very interesting to see what happens in this game. Monmouth laying 8.5. Fordham plus 275 on the money line. The over under set at 65. This is all courtesy of good old Win Bet. Shout out to the Win for getting these FCS lines. I'm gonna lay the points with Monmouth. I think they respond. They have the coaching edge. It'll be interesting to see what they do to try to shut down DeMorat at quarterback for Fordham. But give me Monmouth. I think they can bounce back and get it going.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Villanova heads to Long Island to take on the Sharks. Long Island Sharks. Look, Long Island actually, for the first half against Toledo, I was pretty impressed. I was pretty impressed with Long Island staying in the mix there. I know it didn't work out for them. I know that they still kind of got their ass whooped there, but Derek Green, the quarterback there, son of Trent Green, legendary Washington Redskin and Kansas City Chief, they ended up getting blanked 37-0. But I thought they played much better than I was expecting. They covered in that game. I know Derek Green only threw for 32 yards and a pick, but I think he'll have a better shot now. I mean, I don't know about now because Villanova is a powerhouse, but they'll have a better shot moving forward once they get into league play. They're catching 28.5 at home against Villanova. And I get it. Villanova was impressive in the Lehigh game, but I did cover with Lehigh. I think that was plus 32. That hit that covered. I understand Nova and Lehigh's more of a rivalry game. Long Island can't really say the same for, but they're getting 28.5. Give me the Sharks. Give me the Sharks. Let's go. Bucknell is taking on VMI. Man, VMI, they got worked by Wake Forest, but that was kind of expected as Wake won by 34. I was on the right side of that. Hope you cashed in there. And Bucknell played, they actually played way better than I thought. Bucknell, I thought Towson brought in some nice transfers. I thought they were going to be a lot better. Towson still got the win against Bucknell, 14-13 in overtime in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. So, but I'll be honest, I was kind of impressed with the performance Bucknell put on there. Bucknell's catching 25 now at VMI. I know VMI runs the air raid, and that's a bit concerning. Knowing that Bucknell is not known for their offense, so to speak. So I still think give me Bucknell on the points after a nice outing like that. They were able to establish the run. had about 155 yards on the ground, led by Rashawn Baker at the running back spot. And if they can get a little more consistency out of Ethan Grady, the Bison quarterback, I think they might be able to cover that thing. Obviously the kicking game key. They definitely botched some field goals there and an extra point in overtime. So, but give me the 25. I hope I don't, I know the SoCon is pretty darn good with VMI, but I don't know. We'll see. Southern. I know that's a FBS game. I'll get to that at the end. Dayton, the Flyers fly on heading to Youngstown, Ohio to take on Youngstown State. This is an interesting one because the Dayton game last Saturday, which we had on at God's Eye there, they barely got by Robert Morris, 1-2. And now they take on the Penguins. It's going to be interesting to watch this one. Obviously Youngstown State with a strong performance against Duquesne, 1-17 against Duquesne. Remember Duquesne had that week zero game against the likes of Florida State down there in Tallahassee. So I kind of thought there was an edge to Duquesne. Duquesne still covered for us, but that was an interesting one there. And I'm excited. I think Youngstown could be better in the Missouri Valley than what people are thinking that perhaps this year they got Jaleel McLaughlin, who rushed for over 200 yards last week. If they can get some quarterback play, Dimitri Crenshaw, their quarterback, if he can be a little more consistent, I think they might be pretty damn good. They're laying 27.5. I think I'm going to lay the 27.5. Youngstown wins by 28 or more. Let's go. Lafayette Temple, we'll get to Morehead State, Montana. Morehead State heading up to Bozeman to take on Montana State. I caught that McNeese Montana State game. That was fantastic. And Montana State looks to be primed for another great season in the Big Sky. Morehead State, I caught the game week zero. What was it? They were playing, Mercer, I believe. And yeah, it looks like a reloading year for them as they gave up 63 to Mercer. Now Mercer, I think, is going to be good. They might be in the FCS playoffs at the end of the year. Still, the spread is at 44 against Montana State, who was the runner up in the national championship a season ago. 44 points. I can't take it. That's too far of a trip. I don't like this game, but I'm going to lay the 44 with the Bobcats. Moving down the ranks here. Next up, we have, we got a couple games that I mean, North Carolina A&T against North Dakota State, folks. I don't know if any folks caught the classic between Central and A&T in Charlotte this past, Saturday, where A&T as an 11-point favorite got upset by their rivals, North Carolina Central, 28-13. They lost that game. They got some issues. They really have some issues. The Aggies do. They've been a good program over the years, but. And now they got to head to Fargo to take on North Dakota State. This is just not going to end well. I'm going to lock up. I'm going to take it to the land down under. I'm going to lay the 34 in the Bison. Me and Terrell Furman Jr. were talking about this one. I think this is going to be something like 54-7, 54-6, something like that. Lay the points. I know that's a big number. Do not get scared away by the Bison as that looks like to be a royal ass whooping going on there. So shop to your drop people. Let's get in. All right. I got some more games I want to talk about, but before I do that, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience FCS week 2 preview and picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the Free Roll Football Contest. Yes, College Football Contest, $1,500 is up for grabs. Also, the NFL Contest, $5,000, and a 2-night stay at the Wynn Las Vegas, where I'm currently recording from. Sign up exclusively in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. We're also brought to you by Elias Sports Bureau. Yes, football fans, the NFL regular season is here, and week 1 kicks off. And you get ready to place your bets or, you know, perhaps lock in your fantasy team. And you're going to need to check out the Elias Game Plan app because it is the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, MLB, and it has everything you need. I mean, a complete competitive advantage for you. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports. Yes, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the National Football League, and their app gives you everything. I mean, you'll get expert game analysis for betting, fantasy lineup help, team records, league validated player stats, player news. It's absolutely fantastic. NFL season's here, so do not wait, people. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. And right now, there's a special offer. When you subscribe, get a 14-day free trial off a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use the promo code SGPN. Yes, find the Elias Game Plan Sports Betting app in the App Store or Google Play Store and use my promo code SGPN. All right, we are back. Feel free to hop in the chat, folks. And yes, next week we'll be back in the studio doing it, but we're here talking college football, talking NFL, FBS college football, FCS college football. So we've been at the Win all week. Shout out to the Win, not only for these great FCS lines, but for the hospitality. This schedule, look, it's not a great week for the FCS, I will say, amongst themselves. There are some great opportunities for some wins against the FBS, which we'll get to. But there are some good matchups. I think this is one of the better matchups. Obviously, we have the ranked matchup tonight. But I think the big one Saturday is in Missoula, which is a great stadium. I've been to this stadium. I highly recommend. And this will be on ESPN Plus. But yes, Washington Grizzly Stadium in Missoula, South Dakota, the Coyotes come into Missoula to take on Montana. So Bob Nielsen, they got shut out against Kansas State, but I was impressed with South Dakota's defense in that game. Limiting Adrian Martinez. I even think they did a good job against Deuce Vaughn, against the Montana Grizzlies and Bobby Hawk, he's had great success in Missoula in the first stint and really turned things around in the second stint as well. Carson Camp, the quarterback for the Montana Coyotes, last week, he was just 18-34 for 139 and a pick, but that was in the Little Apple at Kansas State. A little different than what Montana was going up against, taking on Northwestern State. But Montana has a great showcasing for first game for San Diego State transfer Lucas Johnson, who was 15 of 24 for 208 yards and four touchdowns. He also had 76 yards rushing on the ground on seven carries. It's a great first game to get things started. I'm very intrigued by this matchup. Carson Camp, I loved what I saw out of the South Dakota defense. I think they might be able to give Lucas Johnson, some problems. I will say Montana did have Mitch Roberts had a big game at the wide receiver spot, 6 for 103 and two touchdowns. That's going to be concerning, but I still think it's different going up against Northwestern State and going up against South Dakota. A little bit of a different animal here. I kind of like the South Dakota team in the Missouri Valley. I know the Missouri Valley's deep, so it's tough. You know it's going to be the Dakotas. You got Missouri State. You got Southern Illinois, but they didn't look great last Saturday. But I was impressed more so with them than I was with Kansas State, even though Kansas State clearly the better team. A bit surprised at the line here a little bit because South Dakota's getting 10. I thought it might be more like 7. I'm going to ride the Coyotes. I understand it's a tough place to go into and win. But why not? Give me the South Dakota plus 10. At 325 on the money line. Look, I don't think they're going to win. If it was in South Dakota, I might have the balls to pull that off, but why not sprinkle a little bit? That over under sitting at 44.5, by the way. And I think I'd play the over on that one too. I think they'll have some opportunity to get some points. All right, moving down the line on a beautiful FCS Saturday, we got East Tennessee State taking on the Citadel. Do we got a SoCon matchup? That is fantastic right there. And East Tennessee State coming off of an ass whooping. They kicked the ass of a D2 school, Mars Hill, 44-7. So this will be the real test for them. Then you have the Citadel. What's happening with the Citadel? They had some opportunities. They ended up losing to Campbell and Mike Minter 29-10 on the opening Thursday of week one. This one, the line's currently what? East Tennessee State minus 16. The last time they played, East Tennessee State won 48-21 on October 9th last season. This should be an interesting battle. I don't know why that I just want to take the Citadel here. They're a triple option team. They burn the clock. I think they're going to lose this game. But 16, it's at the Citadel. Give me the Citadel plus 16. Let's go. Come on, give us a game. I don't know. I just need to see more out of the Citadel, but I still think plus 16, give me that. Plus 600 on the money line, by the way. Over under set at 54. I would actually lean under, considering the Citadel bleeds the hell out of the clock. After that, we got Mississippi Valley State taking on Austin Peay. Interesting matchup there. Austin Peay, you know, they were really impressive in that opener against Western Kentucky. Meanwhile, Mississippi Valley State, Jerry Rice's alma mater, they fought well with Tarleton. Tarleton's got a more talented team than some people think. They lost to Tarleton at Tarleton 29-13. This line though at 30.5. I mean, I get it. Austin Peay responded with a 63-0 ass whooping on Presbyterian. And I'll be honest, I think that's enough to sell me on laying the 30.5. I think Mississippi Valley State's better than Presbyterian, but I'm laying the 30.5. By the way, that over under's at 51. I would tend to lean over in that one. Next up, and like I said, I know we're going out of order from a certain point of view, because the FBS versus FCS matchups I will address at the end. But we have South Carolina State taking on Bethune-Cookman. Now, South Carolina State fresh off of a nice ass whooping at the Moon Bounce down there in South Florida, or in Orlando, Florida. And this is one where Bethune-Cookman says, hey, we were down there in Florida getting our ass whooped too, because Miami won 70-13 in Mario Cristobal's debut in Miami Gardens. And this is one where I'm a bit surprised at the line. South Carolina State's laying 3. Miac versus the SWAC here. I think South Carolina State could win this game. I was impressed with them last season. I know the season opener's tough. I am going to lay the 3, and I'm going to lock up South Carolina State. Let's go. Lay the 3. I know it's on the road, but come on, you got this. Last time they played, South Carolina State won by 7 on October 2nd, but I like them to get it done. I think they're the better team. Let's go. Lehigh is taking on Georgetown. My Hoyas, who I picked against, and they won in week one. I was thrilled to see that, but also Lehigh, actually, I know they got their ass whooped by Villanova, but I actually was somewhat impressed by Lehigh's offense at times. Georgetown though, got the win against Marist, whooped their ass 43-12. Can the Hoyas do it at Cooper Field in Washington, DC? Last time they met, Lehigh won by 14. But Georgetown, a home dog, getting 1.5. It's a brand new season, folks. Give me my Hoyas in an upset. I don't have a great feeling about this, though. I'll be honest. Lehigh showed me some things that made me think they could definitely win this game. So this is the game I would not bet. This is heart involved here. The over under set at 42.5, and I would actually probably lean under in that game if I had to. San Diego taking on Cal Poly. I was actually I was surprised. Cal Poly played pretty damn good at Fresno, much more competitive than I thought. That was shows some signs of life with that program. It's John Madden's alma mater, people. Come on, but this is at Alex Spano Stadium down there. San Diego, the Toreros coming off a 58-0 win against Laverne up there, D2 school up there by LA. This line is Cal Poly minus 8.5. I get it. Cal Poly was impressive. And Cal Poly won what last season, September 4th, 28-17. Give me San Diego to hang around this thing. Give me San Diego plus 8.5. Still not one of my favorite plays, but let's go. I'm actually very intrigued with this game. So St. Francis, PA lost in overtime to Akron. That we almost had another FCS win there, folks. They were for a second with about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I thought they were going to beat Akron. Akron got it done. Joe Moorhead, credit to him. But now St. Francis travels down to take on the Richmond Spiders. Now, if you caught that Virginia Richmond game, the Spiders were a little bit better than I thought from an offensive standpoint. Defense still, I mean, obviously taking on Brennan Armstrong is not an easy task, especially when you lose your top defensive player to Wake Forest in the transfer portal. But I'm intrigued by this game. I'm intrigued by this matchup. Reese Yudinski, the quarterback of Richmond, I thought played pretty well. And you know, now you got St. Francis, who I thought they played really well too. I was impressed with their quarterback play. Their quarterback has legs. I'm drawing a blank on the quarterback's name right now, but he was running all over the field. I feel like for this team, was it? I believe it was Cole Doyle that was getting in there and getting some runs for St. Francis. You know what though? I was so impressed with St. Francis. I'm going to take the 16, and I think this will be a game. I think Richmond will probably win the game. But give me St. Francis in the points. Also plus 600 on the money line. Hey, if they play that good, I think that could be a game, but give me the points. Over unders at 40.5. Give me the over on the on that game. I feel pretty good about the over. Next up, we got, oh, this one's awesome. This is one of the games of the day. If I had to highlight the best games of the day, I would have to mention this one. Campbell. Mike Minter, what did he just land? A top 60 recruiting class or top 70 recruiting class in the nation? That includes the FBS people. Campbell is taking on Mike London and William and Mary, who, wow, what an impressive performance on the road at Charlotte, beating FBS. Mike London doing a great job. He did this before at Richmond. The over-under's at 49. Campbell is getting 13 points. I am sorry, folks. But William and Mary just had their Super Bowl moment. Now Campbell, with Mike Minter, with Haj Malik Williams, getting 13 on the road. I get it. Going to Williamsburg. Okay, I'm sure the fans will shell out some, but 13 points. Give me the Campbells all day. I plus 400 on the money line. Sprinkle a little bit of that on the money line. The over under's at 49. I would also lean over in this game. That's a great game. I can't wait to watch that game. Then you have Delaware State and Delaware. We got a rivalry, folks. I'm very excited to watch this one as these teams have, you know, they've been playing for a while. So Delaware State and Delaware, this line is at 33.5. Blue Hens coming off the FBS win against Navy. Nolan Henderson coming back for his, you know, super senior season. I thought that was, he was in the portal for a little bit. So it was concerning, I think, if you were a Blue Hen fan. But how about what a start to Ryan Carty's coaching career with the Blue Hens, an FBS win. Meanwhile, Rod Milstead, 5-6 a year ago at Delaware State. I thought his teams were pretty competitive, and they looked all right. They beat, granted they were D2 Lincoln PA 34-0. Got to be able to throw the ball. And I think that could be the storyline in that game is if Jared Lewis, who was just 6 of 11 for 106 yards and a score, going to need to take some more shots down the field because Delaware's defense is really good. That's why the line is like that. And that is why also, you know what? It's a rivalry game. Give me the points. I'll take the 33.5 and Delaware State. Elon is taking on Wofford. Little great matchup here. As anyone catch that Elon Vanderbilt game, Elon was down at the 1 yard line, almost made that thing a game as far as an onside kick. So both these teams out to a loss. Elon in the CAA, Wofford in the SoCon. Wofford got their ass whooped by Chattanooga, 31-0 in the season opener. A bit concerned about Wofford. Seemed like they're heading in the wrong direction. Elon, you know, laying 7.5 here, even on the road at Wofford. You look at what Elon has. Matthew McKay, obviously Montana State fans will know that name. He's the guy that kind of quit on the team, it seemed like, but he had a great game against Vanderbilt, 19 of 32 for 332 and two touchdowns. Remember, McKay was an NC State kid too. He was at NC State. Meanwhile, Wofford, Jimmy Wierick, he was 14 of 21, 133 yards and a pick. I think that's the concern. I'm going to lay the points with Elon, and I am actually going to do this as well, folks. Let's talk about Wofford.
You can't win.
Yes, because I am going to lock up Elon -7.5 against Wofford. Shop to your drop customers. Dundee specials are happening. All right, we got more games on the slate, but before that, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone Plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. What are you doing, folks? Get in. Watch. You can watch on all your devices. You can never miss a game or an episode of your favorite show because it's got included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment. You can cancel at any time. And right now, you can try Fubo TV for free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV, .com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PromoGuide.us. For all you sports bettors out there, I want to tell you the best way, the best new way to increase your bankroll is PromoGuide.us. Yeah, at PromoGuide.us, you can get the biggest bonuses from all the best sports books in the country. We're talking $1,000 risk-free sports bets, insane odd boost, and most importantly, the best analytics in the business, or in the business, plus a ton of free picks as well. PromoGuide.us is your guide to betting smart. Once again, that's PromoGuide.us. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I mean, I know I do. It is a game changing product, like unlike anything else in the industry. And this is great. They have this brand new over under game, and I played it all last weekend. So you pick two or more players based on their stat projection. You project whether they're going to go over or under. And you can go, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. So people, I can't recommend it enough. Get in. So right now on your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Once again, that's promo code SGP, sleeper.com/SGP. All right, we are back talking FBS or FCS action. Hop in the chat. Tell me what games you're excited to see. I can tell you that, like right now, the games that I've gone through and covered, I'm really excited for that Campbell game. I'm super excited for the Campbell William and Mary game. Same with the South Dakota Montana game. Those two really catching my eye. Obviously, I want to see the Hoyas, but also how about Fordham and Monmouth? I mean, I think Monmouth can still be a player, even though they lost the CAA opener. Should be interesting there. But let's talk a little more action here. We got, I think, one of the better games of the day going on here. You got to remember, we have the Big Sky Missouri Valley Challenge, two of the best conferences in FCS college football. Northern Iowa is taking on North Dakota. Now, Northern Iowa, I was a bit surprised they got their ass whooped that bad by Air Force. And meanwhile, North Dakota, I thought, played a little bit up, against the likes of Nebraska. So this game is going to be interesting. I'm concerned about the offense of Northern Iowa. The defense normally is always sound, but when I look at the offense, I'm a bit concerned. But I will say this, Theo Day, considering you lost by 31, you threw for 286, two touchdowns and an interception against a very good Air Force defense. Maybe they found their guy. So, but now they're going on the road to take on the Fighting Hawks. I can tell you this. I've been impressed ever since I watched this kid, I think in the spring season. Tommy Schuster's a damn good quarterback. And I know that they're like Northern Iowa's probably catching him at a decent spot, but I don't know. There's that record about teams coming off of playing triple option teams, which I know it as an FBS record, but I do believe in it. So that's going to be an interesting game going on in on ESPN Plus. So, hey, in North Dakota. This is an awesome game. Two Missouri Valley schools going at it. Did I say Big Sky Missouri Valley Challenge? I always forget North Dakota came over from the Big Sky to the Missouri Valley a couple years ago. I don't know. Anyway, that game should be fantastic. I am trying to get a line on that as we speak because I'm not seeing it right now. But either way, that is a great game. Oh, no, I got it right now. North Dakota -2 at home. I'm going to take the -2, but I think this game is a game. I do not like this play. I think either team could win this game. The over under is set at 40. I think I lean over. I think I lean over here. It seems like I'm doing a lot of overs, but I think that's the play. Next up we have, what did I say there? Let's go to the likes of, where are we at here? Rhode Island Bryant. This game is awesome. This is a fun game. Bryant got robbed. Absolutely terrible targeting call on the safety for Bryant on a critical fourth down for Florida International that extended the game. It was a great football play by the defensive back. Absolutely heartbreaking. If you're a Bryant fan, they're about to get their first FBS win. And then, you know, that prolongs the drive for FIU. They score, they go for two, they get the win. It was tough. It was tough. If you're a Bryant football fan, that was not the, I feel like you would have rather lost like 45-0, in my opinion. Like, I think I would rather lose 45-0. But anyway, Bryant, and they play two quarterbacks, Gage Maloney and Ekos. Both those guys played well, played very well. Two touchdowns in the air, zero interceptions. I kind of like this Bryant football team, guys, in the Big South. Maybe I'd like to see them establish the run a little bit more. But Anthony Frederick also did a great job him and Jalen Powell at the wide receiver spots were fantastic against FIU. The only problem here is that Rhode Island is better than FIU. If I had to guess, Kasim Hill, I remember him at Maryland. He is a good quarterback for Rhode Island. As we saw Rhode Island, they put it on Stony Brook 35-14. Jalen Smith had 81 yards rushing as well. This game is awesome. However, the line is sitting there. Where am I at here? Pulling up the line. I am having a hard time identifying where the line is. Anyway, this game should be fantastic. I actually think Rhode Island can be an FCS playoff team this year. I really believe that. And Bryant, I didn't really forecast Bryant being this good. I know they had a winning record a season ago, but what an impressive performance down there against FIU. I know it was McIntyre's first game. So Rhode Island's laying 8.5. The over-under's at 52.5. I think we take the points. No, gosh, because Stony Brook was decent too. Give me the points at home. Fuck it. Let's go. Even though I think the CAA is I think Rhode Island would probably beat FIU by 10 points. Now, okay, let's go Rhode Island. I'm switching all around, all right?
Good round, you're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round, you're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
It is a great thing to have. All right, next up, we got Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart. Folks, Sacred Heart, Lafayette last week, hilarious game. Sacred Heart lost 6-0 to Lafayette, the Leopards, yet they severely outgained the Leopards. Remember Sacred Heart, the Pioneers, they were in the FCS playoffs. They're taking on Central Connecticut State, who was actually a little chippy with UConn. I covered on that game. That was one of my locks. UConn minus, I think it was 17 or 18. That hit for me, but I had to earn that thing. Now the spread, Sacred Heart -6.5. Can they limit the turnovers? I'm going to take them. I think Central Connecticut State, that was an in-house thing. I'm going to take Sacred Heart -6.5 on the road at the Blue Devils of Central Connecticut State. But this game should be interesting. But I say lay the 6.5 with Sacred Heart to get back on track. Next up, let's keep going down the line, folks. Well, we got, those are FBS matchups. Chattanooga at Eastern Illinois. Now, Eastern Illinois impressed me a little bit there. Chattanooga was super impressive. Like I said, shutting out Wofford. Chattanooga, the Mocs laying 17 at Eastern Illinois. I'm going to take the 17. Eastern Illinois was impressive enough that I think they can stay in this game. I get it. They kind of battled from behind, but 34-27, the Northern Illinois, the reigning MAC champs. I get it. Probably a lot of players knew each other. You play up for that, but still 17-17. Give me Eastern Illinois plus 17 at home. Grambling taking on Northwestern State. Now Northwestern State got their ass beat by Montana. Grambling got their ass beat by Arkansas State. They welcome in the Hugh Jackson era with a 55-point loss. Still, with that said, Grambling's getting 8. I did like what they did in the portal in the offseason, so I'm going to take the 8 points in Grambling. I do not have a great feeling about that one. Stay away. Memphis, Tennessee, the Liberty Bowl. Get your freedom fries. All right. Jackson State, Deion Sanders. Whew. How great did they look in week 1? And I hope you listen to your boy Dundee, because I locked up Jackson State. Jackson State minus 9.5 against Tennessee State. Eddie George, they actually looked better than I thought they would, traveling all across country to go to that red turf to take on Eastern Washington. Jackson State laying 9.5. I still think they haven't adjusted yet. Shador Sanders look like the real deal. I'm laying the 9.5 with Jackson State as Deion continues to roll. Lock it up, people. Get that bet in while you can. We got Jacksonville State against Murray State, the Racers. I know Murray State coming off of that game in Lubbock. They got just completely beat down by Texas Tech. Jacksonville State, meanwhile, 18-point win against Davidson. Jacksonville State's laying 9.5. On the road against Murray State in Kentucky. 9.5, though, I'm still taking Jacksonville State. Let's go. Let's go. Lock it up. Let's go. Let's go. I'm hitting you with locks right now. They're coming in a flurry. Come to the Land Down Under, people. Rich Rodriguez, he's got this program rolling right now. What else do we got? Let's move down. These are good games. Lindenwood. New to the FBS, taking on Houston Baptist. Houston Baptist, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, okay, they had Bailey Zappe. They had Zach Kittley. They were firing the ball all over the field. Last year, they were winless, but Houston Baptist went on the road, took care of Ed McCaffrey in Northern Colorado. Now they come back home to host Lindenwood. Houston Baptist, a 7-point favorite. Give me Houston Baptist. I'm going to lay the 7. Let's go. Morgan State is taking on Towson. This game, Morgan State just got their ass whooped by Georgia Southern. Towson survived. I was a bit surprised that Towson was that flat. Towson's laying 24. I just think Morgan State's really bad. I'm going to lay the 24 with the Towson Tigers. They have Tyrone Pickrome at quarterback, the former Maryland kid, and they got the UAB transfer. So they got some players at Towson. I feel like they're going to get it together at some point. New Hampshire. It's taking on Albany. I like when New Hampshire's good. You know, they've been like a blue blood, and they kind of, they went down a little bit over the past decade or so, but what a great opening win, 10-point win against Monmouth, CAA opener. And now you're going to take on the Great Danes of the CAA. So getting your first two opponents. Albany just played all the way in Waco, Texas. It got destroyed by Baylor in a regional battle. Catch the sarcasm. Now you have this matchup, and this is an interesting matchup because it's hard to get a gauge from what Albany is. Albany's at home, though, what they lost under Cuffler to Akron. New Hampshire looked the part to me in the one performance. I was impressed with their team. Max Brosmer looked good at quarterback for them. And then how about the running back, Kyle Lepkowski? That guy's great. I'm laying the points. Give me New Hampshire -3.5 on the road at Albany, taking on the Great Danes. Northern Arizona is catching 15.5 against Sam Houston State. I was impressed with Sam Houston State before that lightning delay. I was not impressed with Northern Arizona against Arizona State. I actually lost my bet on that one. I'm taking Sam Houston State -15.5. Jordan Yates will get it done. Let's go. Southeast Missouri State's on the road. taking on the Salukis of Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois is laying 18. Southern Illinois got absolutely both these teams got their ass whooped, but at least Southeast Missouri State was Iowa State. Southern Illinois, Incarnate Word, put it on them. I think Salukis bounce back. I'm laying the 18. It's almost lock worthy. Almost, but I'm not going to. You got Texas A&M Commerce against Tennessee Tech. Commerce is laying 2.5. Tennessee Tech with Jeremiah Oatesville, the former Austin Peay quarterback. They got their ass whooped by Kansas. I lean Commerce. I'm laying the 2.5. Awesome game here. UC Davis, South Dakota State, one of the best games of the weekend. In the Big Sky, Missouri Valley, showdown, or their where they go where they play each other. Dan Hawkins, I thought, was ahead of schedule against Cal. If you watch that game, it was closer than probably the score indicated. And South Dakota State, obviously, they are very, very good. This is back home Dykel Stadium. So I do think South Dakota State's going to find a way to get back on track. I know it's a big number, and I know UC Davis is a good team. I'm going to lay the 18.5 with South Dakota State. That's a FBS game. Let me get to that at the end. I'm close to the end, though. I can tell you that Valpo taking on Illinois State. Illinois State, they were a little more feisty than I thought, too, taking on Wisconsin. Valpo's getting 34.5, and I think I'm going to lay the 34.5 and take Illinois State. Then we have Prairie View. Bubba McDowell, shout out to Bubba McDowell getting his first win. I got a chance to talk to Coach McDowell this past summer. And they did it. They did it on the ground. Let's pull up the stats for what they did. Because I do think they might need to pass the ball here taking on Abilene Christian, because I think Abilene Christian will have more offense. Look at the stat line. For Bubba McDowell, Trayzon Connolly had 121 yards rushing. Jaden Stewart had 120 yards rushing and two TDs. So your quarterback was your leading rusher by a yard. Also, Ahmad Antoine had 86 yards rushing in the score. I mean, that's over 300 yards rushing right there. Now Connolly was just 2 of 6 passing for 25 yards, and that's what you circle. Yes, you beat Texas Southern's ass. Their run defense couldn't do anything, but. And Abilene Christian, I saw them take care of Lamar and Blaine Morgan, 28-14, as Maverick McIver, the former Texas Tech quarterback, was 22 of 28 for 258 and 2 scores. Also, the wide receiver Kendall Catalone, 7 for 119 in a score. I think as much as I'm rooting for Coach McDowell here, I think we just have to play this one smart. I'm laying the 11.5 with Abilene Christian. I think they're going to have to make Perry if you throw the ball, and we haven't seen that yet. So that is our lineup of FCS on FCS games. Now let's get to the FBS action. See what teams maybe can not pull off the upset here. Like we saw last week, twice. So, but before we do that, I got to get us paid one more time. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Run Your Pool. Yeah. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game you can think of under the sun: pickup, survivor, fantasy pools, all that good stuff. And we've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGP and NFL Survivor contest. Hop in now to reserve your spot. We're giving away $500 cash and a $250 gift card to the SGPN store winner. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Odds Trader is the place to compare odds from all the major sports books. And this is what's great. You can compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sports book to assure that you get yourself the best deal. The app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, all that good stuff. So check it out. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by Sling. It's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream it on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space. You could pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. All right. Let's have some fun here, because we got some big lines. We got some short lines. How about these matchups? We got, how many different games am I seeing here? I think we have 32 matchups, 32 FCS teams taking on FBS teams. I'll start with the worst ones. All right. In no particular order though, ones that are going up against the Power Five schools. Southern is taking on LSU. Brian Kelly, going to need a big performance here. And that's why I believe last I saw on this number, I should pull this up. Yeah, this is at 47.5. I'm actually going to lay the 47.5 because I think Brian Kelly needs style points. As much as I like Southern, I like, you know, the coaching hire they did, but 47.5, I'm sorry. Well, I'm laying it. I'm laying it. Let's go. Then we have what? Idaho State, San Diego State. That's an interesting one here. San Diego State lost in the snapper season opener to Arizona. They can bounce back. They're laying 37, but here's the thing. San Diego State plays a style of ball that just doesn't let you get up by that much. I know Idaho State was terrible. I know UNLV marked them, but I'm going to take the 37. Give me San Diego State 42-7 final. Get that cover by the Bengals. Idaho is taking on Indiana. How impressive. I was really impressed. I don't know if you folks got a chance to watch the Idaho Washington State game, but I was really impressed for with the first game for the Vandals. I think they might have something going there. I really think they might have something going, despite a 7-point loss in Pullman right up the road. I just was impressed. Giovanni McCoy, what, 21 of 32, 212. If he can limit the interceptions, you know, he had one TD, two picks. That was concerning, but I like what they're doing. Jermaine Jackson had a big day, wide receiver for them. So I'm going to take them to cover against Indiana. Maybe it's a far trip, but give me the Vandals to cover against, what are they getting? 24. I see 24 is what I said. 23. ULM is hosting Nichols. This line for some reason is only at 4.5. I think you should take ULM minus the points. Nichols doesn't have Lindsey Scott anymore. Lay it, people. What else do we got? Eastern Washington. Gunnar Talkington looked great against Eddie George, but now Oregon just got embarrassed. I would hate to be in the spot that the Eagles are in. Now they got to go into Eugene. They're getting 21 points. I'm sorry, I got to take Oregon. Minus 21, lock up the Ducks. Bet this now, people. Get in. Then we have what else? McNeese and Rice. Rice is laying 10.5. I was actually, if Rice's receivers could catch the ball, they got down the field on USC a couple times. McNeese looked all right against Montana State, but still, Rice laying 10.5. I'll lock up Rice minus 10.5. Let's go, folks. Weber State, Utah State. I can't wait to watch this game. Awesome game. Utah State's laying 7.5. I'm going to take Utah State, but I wouldn't shock me if Weber was in that one. What else do we have here? Stephen F. Austin taking on La Tech in Ruston. This should be an interesting one, but I got to take La Tech here. 6.5 is the spread. I think I should probably do this as well. I'm sorry. Some of these ones, the lines are off. I'll take La Tech minus the 6.5 against Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin, nice comeback win and all, but I just think La Tech looked pretty decent at times in that Missouri game. Mississippi, Central Arkansas, it's at 34 in Oxford. I think I got to lean Ole Miss. Although I do like UCA. So Alcorn State, Tulane. I think we go chalk. Lay the 33.5 with Tulane, but I wouldn't go much higher. I would not go much higher. Troy is taking on Alabama A&M. A&M looked really bad. Akil Glass is gone. I say lay the 37 with Troy. What else do we have here? Southeast Louisiana taking on Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic laying 11.5. I struggled with this one. I really did, because Willie Taggart's team did not look great on the road taking on the Ohio Bobcats. I'm gonna lay the 11.5 because they are more talented. We'll see. I don't feel great about it. Robert Morris at Miami, Ohio. Robert Morris is getting 39 points. I struggle with this one. Give me the 39, I guess. This one should be one of the better ones. Holy Cross at Buffalo. I'm going to lay the 12 with Buffalo, but I like Sluka, the quarterback of Holy Cross. That's going to be a fun watch. Gardner Webb taking on Coastal Carolina. Gardner Webb's getting 34. I'm sorry, I got to go Coastal. Smurf Turf, Big Bird, AKA Grayson McCall. He can play. Incarnate Word, Nevada. This is the one. Lindsey Scott, what he did to Southern Illinois last week. Impressive. I think Nevada's a bit of fool's gold. They're 2-0. Credit to Ken Wilson. And there's this isn't even that big of an upset, but because Vegas is onto it. Incarnate Word's getting 2 in Reno. I think Incarnate Word wins outright. Sign me up for that one. Alabama State's at UCLA. This is supposed to be Michigan was supposed to play at UCLA, but they canceled. I think you take the 50.5 and the Hornets at UCLA. They got Levante Chenault and a couple of those guys. I'm going to take the points with Alabama State. Wagner, that game is supposed to be in the rain too, from what I understand, the Alabama State UCLA game. So Wagner taking on Rutgers. They're getting 51.5. Wagner's terrible. Rutgers is not, I guess I'll lay the points with Rutgers. I can't believe I'm laying 51 with Rutgers. 51.5. Samford is taking on Georgia. Samford's getting 52. I got to lay the points, even though I was impressed with Samford. I just think Georgia's defense looked phenomenal. Portland State, Washington. This is an interesting one. Portland State, I think, might be a player in the Big Sky this year. They're getting 28.5 against Washington. You know what? Give me that hook. No. DeBauer. No, never mind. I'm going Washington. DeBauer's got that offense rolling. Northern Colorado, Ed McCaffrey taking on Wyoming, going up there to Laramie. Wyoming laying 23.5, or no, 23, flat 23. I was all over the place here, but I think I actually lean Wyoming. Norfolk State also getting 37.5 at JMU. I think I lean JMU. Indiana State getting 35 at Purdue. There we go. Let's go. Sycamores. Give me the 35 on the road at Purdue. Eastern Kentucky. Oh, they covered for me against Eastern Michigan. Now they take on Bowling Green. Bowling Green comes back from Los Angeles. This line's at 5. Bowling Green minus 5. I like Bowling Green. I'm going to lock up Bowling Green. Let's go. What else do we got? Kennesaw State, Cincinnati. I took Cincinnati, but I don't feel great about that because Kennesaw with the triple option. They got upset by Samford week one. Can they find a way to stay in this game against Ben Bryant and the Bearcats? I don't think so. I think Cincinnati rolls. Furman and Clemson, this line, 42, I believe. I went Clemson. I think that D line is just too much. And I think that, oh no, Temple and Lafayette. Okay, Lafayette's 1-0. This line's only 18.5. I know Temple just got shut out by Duke. Let's lock up Temple. Lafayette couldn't do anything offensively, somehow got that win. Let's lock it up. The Thunderbirds of Southern Utah. Nice win against St. Thomas. They hit the road to go to Salt Lake City to take on Utah. 44.5. Give me Utah minus 44.5. They get back on track after that loss. NC State, Charleston Southern's at 44.5. Give me Charleston Southern plus the 44.5. Actually, no, never mind. Charleston Southern's defense gave up a ton last week. So give me NC State minus 44.5. Western Illinois, Minnesota. Minnesota laying 37.5. I think you should lay it. I think you should lay it. That pretty much does it. I think that's all of our games. Remember our top plays though, folks. All right. I know you're just hearing me rattle off games and not giving deep analysis on some of those ones. Those FCS, FBS ones, it's hard to give you great analysis on. But remember the locks, people. We're taking North Dakota State. All right. We're taking Jackson State. We are taking, what were some of the other ones that I had here? I'm taking, I think I'm going to bet South Dakota plus the 10. I'm taking Temple against Lafayette as well. Those are four of my locks right now. What else do I have here? Yeah, I'm going to take South Dakota plus the 10. And let's go. Oh, I'm taking Bowling Green against Eastern Kentucky. And I feel like I gave out two more locks. Oh, I'm going to take St. Francis plus 16 against Richmond. Let's go. Let's go. That's going to be a game. Give me the 16 and Campbell plus 13 at William & Mary. I think those are the best plays of the day for us. Oh no. Elon Wofford lay the 7.5. Don't be scared by the hook, people. Take Elon, as I think they will roll. And then I like some of the FBS teams. You know, I got a parlay going with Rice. I got a parlay going with who was it that's taken on? I parlayed Rice, and I parlayed ULM against Nichols. I think you should hop in, folks. Also, I like adding Oregon minus 21 to that play. I don't know, folks. I'm excited though. Another week in the books. Let's go. Let's kick the ball off. Let's watch the game. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, people. I'm going to be here every week. I know I'm in Vegas. I'm not in the studio right now, but I'll be back in the studio next week. Shout out to WinBet for giving us the lines on all these games. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Tell a friend. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, as we're already doing previews there as the season tips November 6th. And check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Hop in the Discord channel. Talk some FCS with us. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. Or get over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Come on, please do it. It only takes a minute out of your day, people. Also, we're on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Tweet me your plays. Let's go. FCS football, nothing like it. Let's roll. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, FCS style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I didn't come here to study. I came here to study. Study sucks. It really sucks.
At the Olympics, doesn't matter who wins because they're all losers.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
The Redskins want a new stadium. The owner, Jack Kent,
did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in the second half. It sucked.